We are still in the fourth chapter and still towards the beginning of the fourth chapter. It is because this chapter has many aspects and the subject that this chapter aims to explain is the culmination of Karma Yoga. And in this culmination, there are three important elements. Karma Yoga at the top gives you the secret of divine birth, divine action, and synthesis between action and knowledge. There are many paths of Karma Yoga. And the most famous path of Karma Yoga is the one which gives you a method of offering works to the gods and to gain the results by offering to the gods. In which action alone is enough. Action of offering is enough to produce the results. But in the Gita's view, Karma Yoga consists of offering to the Supreme, and that too with the knowledge of the Supreme. Karma Yoga is not Karma Yoga if it is not the path of offering action to the Supreme, not only to the gods, but to the Supreme. And that too by the knowledge of the Supreme. You have to have the knowledge of what the Supreme is, what is the divine birth, which Karma Yoga really implies. The ordinary Karma Yoga in which you have to offer things to the gods, the question of divine birth does not arise. That is to say, the question of growing into the divine birth does not arise. Nor do you know what is the divine work. Offering to the divine, to the all gods, does not require you to find out what actually is the nature of the divine work. That is how the divine himself works in the world. That is why in the verse number 9, if you open this verse number 9, page 181, janma karma cha me divyam evam yo vyakti tattvatah tyaktva deham punarjanma na eti mam eti sah arjuna. Yah vetti tattvatah, he who understands tattvatah, essentially, fundamentally, basically, in its root, he who understands, he who knows, the word is knows, not one who believes, but one who knows. Yah vetti tattvatah, one who knows fundamentally, essentially, in its real terms, janma karma cha me divyam evam. Janma karma cha me divyam. My divine birth, janma divyam, and karma divyam. One who knows my divine birth and my divine work fundamentally, only that really comes to me. Mam eti saha Arjuna, hey Arjuna. It is only he who comes to me. And for him there is no binding to punarjanma. When he leaves the body, tyaktva deham, when he leaves the body, then he has no binding on him to be born again. And he comes to me. Now this is the fundamental purpose of the whole chapter. To explain what is the meaning of divine birth and what is the divine work. We must remember that third chapter was already an exposition of Karma Yoga. It already explains what is sacrifice and how sacrifice reaches its culmination, so that instead of your offering to the divine, a stage is reached where divine himself takes you and performs actions through you. This is already explained in the third chapter. But the fourth chapter takes you to mystery of this divine action. How the divine enters into you, and then what kind of action he does through you. That exposition is not given in the third chapter. It is now given here in this fourth chapter. How the divine enters, how divine invades you. Now this invasion of the divine is actually concerned with the divine invasion on the earth, on the whole world. The divine is a constant invader on this earth, invader in this world. And this is the secret which we do not know. We only see the events in the world. We do not see how the divine is involved in these events. How God himself is working constantly in this world. We do not know the design of the world. It is here that Sri Krishna explains, and explains with some kind of a striking note, where he says that I not only act in the world constantly, and you must know how I act in the world, but he even says that from time to time I myself enter into the human body. This is a special kind of action of the divine. The divine not only acts in general in the world, but there are occasions, there are circumstances, there are purposes for which the divine himself assumes the human body. Now this also is a secret, therefore it's called Devyam Janma. There is a kind of Devya, the divine birth. This divine birth is constant phenomenon, because the divine is constantly working in the world. Therefore you might say Divyam Janma is constant, but you must know where exactly this birth is taking place of the divine all the time. But you should also know that there are occasions when I take a special kind of birth in the human body. Now, this special kind of birth, which is called avatar, because the divine himself descends. Avatar is the one who descends, comes down. This descent of the divine, and having descended into the human body, how he acts. And the question is, why does he do it?